And now this is a dictation for Reynaldo, R-E-Y-N-A-L-D-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, June 14, 44, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, teleconference for Mr. Hernandez, who has membranous nephropathy, advanced renal failure, last visit in January. Wife Mary, M-A-R-Y, participated at this encounter. He's having frequent cramping of the hands in the afternoon, accompanied by chills, shake, although he denies diaphoresis, no respiratory symptoms or wheezing, no chest pain palpitations or dyspnea, just feeling tired after the episode. This is happening frequently, but not on a daily basis. He was taking over-the-counter medications, reviewed the prescription. He has Cinchona, C-I-N-C-H-O-N-A, which has quinine. He's hard of hearing, weight is stable, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, fominess of the urine, but no cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, ulcers, or claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain palpitation, denied dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight HCTC, hydralazine, Lasix for blood pressure, fibro cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, he is alert, oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Has not checked recently blood pressure, but he says to be running in the upper side. Next paragraph, chemistries from March. Elevated potassium, 5.3. Normal sodium, metabolic acidosis of 21. Creatinine above baseline at 3.2 for a GFR of 19 in stage 4. It is low albumin for nephrotic syndrome. Elevated phosphorus of 5.2, anemia 10.5 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, membranous nephropathy. Next number, nephrotic syndrome. Or excuse me, nephrotic range proteinuria, low albumin, however no edema. Next number, CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time. Next number, hyperkalemia. We have discussed about the diet. He's not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He's not on anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, low albumin, probably from degree of proteinuria. Next number, metabolic acidosis is stable. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, not symptomatic, no treatment. Our goal hemoglobin is above 10, which he is. Next number, etiology of the chills, shaking, and hand cramping is not clear. I don't see any associated cardio or cerebral symptoms. The over-the-counter natural products with cinchona, quinine, was helping. I advise him that this medicine has been withdrawn from the market because of some complications, hematological, vascular, including a microhemolytic anemia and thrombosis. Next paragraph, there has been prior iron deficiency with iron replacement and EPO treatment a month ago. This will be updated. PTH will also be updated for secondary hyperparathyroidism. No indication for dialysis right now, but we are heading in that direction. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people will be GFR around 10 to 12. We have discussed about AV fistula. At this moment, he prefers to wait. We have discussed about different dialysis modalities, from no dialysis, home dialysis, to in-center dialysis. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. All questions answered. End of dictation.